Afterward to section 46. Whitman's offer in this section to wash the gum from our eyes, to habituate us to the dazzle of the light shining through every moment of existence, comes with a catch. We must be bold enough to venture into the unknown, to meet the world stripped of our preconceptions and illusions, to measure the vast within and without. If we have the courage to take to the open road, alert to possibilities heretofore unimagined, mindful of the routines that blind us to what is there, our walk in the sun may lead to a deeper knowledge of the cosmos. If the doors of perception were cleansed, everything would appear to man as it is. Infinite, William Blake wrote in The Marriage of Heaven and Hell, a signal event in the evolution of modern poetry. For man has closed himself up till he sees all things through narrow chinks of his cavern. Whitman proposes that we take this lesson to heart, applying to the whole of life the essence of creativity, which is to leave the cavern and see what has been right in front of us all along. In the hills around the village where I grew up were abandoned mica mines, which once supplied Muscovy glass for windows and horse-drawn carriages. The entrances were boarded up, but outside in the slag were sheets of the mineral which peeled apart in yellowish leaves. These I would hold over my eyes, catching the earth, trees, and sky in a sepia light which intrigued me. The world would take on the tint of the photographs in our books about the Civil War, blurring for a moment the distinction between my experience and that of the soldiers whose sacrifice laid the groundwork for a new conception of America, in line with what Whitman invoked in Song of Myself. Years passed before this exercise in the woods raised questions in my mind about the nature of truth, what is real, what imagined, which I could not answer. This unknowingness I came eventually to associate with the promise of the open road. In his preface to a collection of miscellaneous writings, John Updike suggested that his critical work bore the same relation to his fiction as that of a sailor hugging the shore, unwilling to take his boat into open water. Just so, Whitman wants us to jump off in the midst of the sea, to rise again, to join him in the celebration of the endlessly unfolding drama of the cosmos, on every stage of which there is the possibility of vision and transformation.